And we were thinking, like, what would make people listen? Like, what would be something that's attractive, provocative, that will make people look twice and start a conversation?
That is Rowan Kalfala, and she found an incredibly effective way to spark conversations about women's rights in Libya, in what has been a repressive and often violent society. She did it by creating the comic strip series Super Nasaween, or Superwomen. I'm Alain Verveer, and this is Seneca's 100 Women to Hear. We are bringing you 100 of the world's most inspiring and history-making women you need to hear. Rowan Kalfala is only 23, but she's already been witness to a revolution. She was a teenage protester during the 2011 Arab Spring that helped topple Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi. And like so many women there, she was disappointed and frustrated that Libya's new government did little to improve women's situation. Today, she's an activist with the nonprofit Together We Build It. The group is fighting for women in a country that denies them many basic rights and keeps them confined by toxic stereotypes. She has much to teach us about resilience. Our conversation today with Rowan was created for the Seeking Peace podcast, produced by the Georgetown Institute for Women, Peace, and Security. The interview was conducted by producer Kyra Rolando. Listen and learn why Rowan Kalfala is one of Seneca's 100 women to hear.
A family of four is watching the nightly news. The daughter's hyper-focused on the TV as she clutches her pillow to her chest. She watches as the male news anchor says to his female co-host,
"People like you don't understand anything. They belong in the yard."
Her brother agrees with the male anchor.
"These women think they know, and they have no idea."
This could be a typical scene in Libya, except for what happens next. The daughter stands up, goes to her room, and comes back transformed into a superhero. She confronts her brother.
"Shame on you. This is a civilized discussion. Just because he's a man doesn't mean he's better than her or gives him the right to attack her. Who is he to determine how smart she is? If she wasn't successful and smart, she wouldn't be on TV."
That's one of the stories from Super Nasaween, or Super Women in Libyan Arabic. It's a comic strip series that Rowan Kalfala helped create to challenge gender stereotypes, starting at home.
And we were thinking, like, what would make people listen? Like, what would be something that's attractive, provocative, that will make people look twice and start a conversation?
So when Rowan says "we," she's talking about her colleagues at Together We Build It. It's a nonprofit in Libya where she works as a project manager. At just 23 years old, Rowan plans and implements campaigns to show why women's voices are essential to building and sustaining a peaceful society. For her, as for many women in Libya, peace doesn't just mean an end to armed conflict. It also means working towards equality and freedom in all parts of women's lives.
And we thought that people always associate the word violence to physical violence. And based on our surveys and based on our research, the gender-based violence in Libya, it's not only physical, it's much more deeper than that. We heard stories about economic violence, political violence, and social violence.
The comics are designed to showcase how scenarios that many Libyans still view as normal are actually detrimental to women's rights. These superwomen fight violence and oppression in the home.
The superpowers that these women have is that they can recognize violence. Because when you talk about these things, people don't even recognize it. We do not admit that there is a problem in the first place.
The stories are ones most Libyan girls and women can relate to. like not being taken seriously at school or not being seen as intelligent as their male counterparts. There's one comic that particularly resonated with Rowan. A group of girls is expected to clean up their classroom after school, but the boys are given a pass because cleaning is seen as a girl's duty. Rowan had experienced this herself.
I remember how I faced that in school. I never really had that much of a voice. I was always the quiet girl who would just like witness something and then I would stand still. I was very shy.
But Rowan wasn't the quiet girl for long.
The way I describe my life, it's one part before 2011 and then another thing completely after 2011.
Before 2011, women's representation in formal politics was almost non-existent. In fact, just before the revolution, Libya ranked 91st out of 102 countries for gender equality, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Then, the revolt against Gaddafi began. During that time, Rowan managed to finish high school and even traveled to the U.S. for a few months as part of a program focused on youth and civil society. This was a major turning point for her.
I went to this exchange program in 2013 and I came back as like a person who got actually reborn.
Rowan returned to Libya energized, determined to fight toxic gender norms and to work hard so that other girls and women could have the same opportunities she had, even during a conflict that seemed to have no end. She learned about Together We Build It and decided to start volunteering for them.
The organization has been established since 2011. It was initially established to basically support a peaceful political transition through empowering young people and women. The organization works through three main approaches, which were advocacy, consultation, and awareness.
Beyond empowering girls in their homes, these activists also elevate women's voices in politics. They do something that has never been done before in Libya. They gather women from different regions to discuss policy recommendations for the future of their country.
So it's really making them aware of their rights and their capabilities and highlighting that and emphasize on the essential role that they should really take the lead on. While doing that, we also try to advocate and lobby on a national level, but also on an international level.
Seneca's 100 Women to Hear will be back after this short break.
We are here today in Geneva to take part of the side event of the 39th session of the Human Rights Council.
Recently, they shared some of these recommendations at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
To draw attention to the lack of the meaningful participation of Libyan women.
They are also working with activists from all over Libya to push the country to adopt a national action plan in accordance with UN Security Council Resolution 1325. That resolution calls for, quote, an increase in the participation of women at decision-making levels in conflict resolution and peace. Rowan and her colleagues carry out all of this important work amidst a whole host of other conflict-related challenges. Years of infighting have wrecked infrastructure. Electricity and safe transit between cities can be highly unreliable. Rowan and I recently exchanged voice notes about these issues.
So the issue with electricity is that every day we witness, from 10 to 14, 16 hours power cut, which really depends on the street you're at or the city you're at.
The most sobering thing about Rowan's voice note was the parallel she drew between the power outages and bombings.
Power cuts, they're not as nearly as frustrating as hearing bombs because, again, it's the mental pressure that they cause. It's completely...
Rowan's work is clearly difficult, But these kinds of efforts are necessary to build lasting peace in Libya.
Numerous data shows that having women as part of the peace process really will ensure that the peace is more sustainable.
UN program analyst Saskia Binet works with women peace builders in Libya. Saskia and her colleagues at UN Women work to support people like Rawan. Their Libya Women Peacebuilding Network encourages women from across the country to use their phones to connect, discuss, and overcome their differences in the interest of peace.
So, for example, we would receive a call saying, you know, we've heard about this, there's been an incident in this area. What can we do about it? There are, in a theoretical way, an early warning system. And we take this information and we say, look, through our women's networks, we have been receiving trends and patterns that demonstrate that X has been happening here, Y has been happening here. And this shows a kind of conflict analysis from a gender perspective that is impossible to find in any other way.
The latest round of UN-sponsored peace talks have been stilted. But Saskia and her colleagues remain hopeful for the inclusion of women whenever negotiations continue, especially because earlier this year, there were some signs that their inclusion and expertise were finally gaining recognition.
There was a political dialogue earlier this year, and 11 women were issued invitations. 10 women participated in the deliberations. And following the dialogue, putting aside whether it was successful or not, one of the main points of the former special representative of the Secretary General commented on the tenacity and the extremely important interventions done by the Libyan women. We were just overjoyed that suddenly, you know, everything that we had been fighting for to get these women at the table, and suddenly they were finally recognized for their incredible inputs.
COVID-19 has further complicated women's participation in the peace process. They've suffered the brunt of the pandemic's impact on Libya. But Saskia's also seen how women have come together to help one another.
We've had women at the community level, if we look at the COVID response, who have been acting before there was many of the official guidelines, were creating their own WhatsApp groups, sending out PSAs, and ensuring that the people in their communities had the correct information. These women have been experts in their communities and in the public arena for a really long time. And I think it's really about time that we sit down and that we all listen to them, and that we support them and accompany them to ensure that their expertise is well known and utilized as effectively as possible.
Ultimately, Rawan's goal is aligned with the work UN Women does in Libya, removing obstacles that hold women back at home, in school, at work, and in politics. They also offer them safe spaces so that they can have a part in building a brighter future for everyone. As Rawan says, Libyan women have always had a vital role in managing conflicts and making peace in their own families and communities.
We directly find women with capabilities right in front of us to include. And to be honest, in Libya's case, it's women are out there. We do have a lot of capacities that women obtain. We have a lot of amazing women politicians. We have a lot of amazing women activists. But it's also essential to have more, you know, for women to demand more spaces.
At the time of this recording, rival political leaders in Libya announced an immediate ceasefire and called for peace talks. Rawan and all the superwomen that work with her are determined to have a place at the table.
What an inspiring young woman, working with other brave women to bring peace and equality to their country. Here are three things I took from that conversation. First, sometimes when you want to change hearts and minds, you have to use unconventional methods. Rawan Kalfala and her colleagues found comic strips to be the perfect vehicle for girls and women's empowerment. Superwomen indeed. Second, What those comics did was help Libyans confront the reality of their society. As Rowan says, the superpowers that these women have is that they can recognize violence, because people don't even recognize that. We do not admit there is a problem in the first place. Finally, Rowan and the activists at Together We Build It know that women have to be part of bringing peace to their society. In earlier decades, Libyan women were always engaged in politics and culture, and they will be crucial in creating a new, better Libya now. Tune in next Thursday to hear about our next featured woman and discover why she's one of Seneca's 100 Women to Hear.
Seneca's 100 Women to Hear is a collaboration between the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio, with support from founding partner P&G. Have a great day.